Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, and hello everybody. The program where you can call in and pick your own subject, anything you want to talk about. Just keep it clean, or we'll have to give you the boot. Tonight on Inner Sight, open mic, an Inner Sight declaration. We at Inner Sight, please remember this is National Guide Dog Month, so it's very appropriate. We at Inner Sight, many of us are members of the blind community. We have enough members to say we're members of the blind community. We demand from the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, we demand to know where the supervision people were when Milton was suffering and dying in that van. Where were they? What were your whereabouts? Now, we have no law to make you talk, but we have freedom of speech. And if we had the money, you can damn ass believe we'd have ads all over the newspapers. So we demand to know why Milton was killed. Where was the supervision? Why wasn't he checked up on to see where he was and if he was accounted for when he was brought back to the school after some kind of training exercise or whatever it was. We demand that you, guiding a Guide Dog Foundation, make it public as to where the supervision people were to watch over Milton. And that's from the blind community. There's enough of us to say that we are definitely members of the blind community. Many, many, many blind people are afraid to speak up like this because they're tied to the school and they have no protection. But we at Inner Sight now demand, it's on record worldwide, we want an explanation as to where the people were in responsible positions when Milton was in process of losing his life. It's horrendous. All right, open mic. And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle, proprietors over there. Bellport, New York. Shelby's Kitchen, catering, great food, and you'll, of course, see a wonderful presence of Milton in the Shelby's Kitchen. And by the way, just to back up a little bit, any other agency, Permission for the Blind, anyone who wants to join us in this demand, we welcome you. An explanation as to where the supervision were when Milton was killed. All right, let's see. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. You want to learn how to protect yourself, have some fun, stay in shape, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Icewood, New York, 631-888-1186. And a speedy recovery to Doreen Kennedy's wife. Prayers for her. Kennedy Realty, Icewood, New York. Thank the Icewood Cleaners and all of our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp, big supporter of Inner Sight. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the beautiful children, able-bodied and disabled. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight saying, and we urge you to please keep that in mind all the time. All right. Around the world, inner sight, open mic. Inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our inner sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And in performing today, as I was on the New York City subways with two beautiful pictures and the story about Milton, and asking people to please sign the petition, our goal again is to try to have 1 million names by Christmas. It's going to take a miracle. But the reaction from people, you can feel it. You can tell that people are so outraged and angry, especially those who donate the Milton. Now, they raised 50 to 100 grand. They killed the dog. And yet, they keep the money. Worst case scenario, that money ought to go to Michelle.
That's right.
All of it. All of it. They won't even talk to her. At least give her the damn money. She killed her dog. So people are outraged. On the subway, they make a donation. They listen. They look at the pictures. Girls cry, and people are very disturbed over this. That something like this could happen.
Oh yeah.
And they should be. But we're going to keep on. Our next big event for Milton will take place in Justin, Texas. That we're working on. Story is going to be spread all over the biggest state in this country. And I know it's going to be a glorious, glorious event to enlighten people, bring people together. That's what has to happen. People have to come together and demand, like we did at the outset of this show, demand that these schools voluntarily become licensed and regulated. They should do that in honor of Milton. They should do it. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And when they're able to help you with medical, they'll do that too. 631-484-3085. I want to thank SILO, Pendant Living Organization. Their advocacy, self-advocacy workshop coming up on October 13th. And I'm sure you can get information on their website on that. I haven't been told any many details, but I'm sure that they'll let me know. We've invited SILO to be on the television show September 26th. So if we get him on the show, we'll be able to have at least one or two showings with the information on the advocates, self-advocacy. And then a week after that at SILO is the first news conference, not only to expose the nursing home for what they're doing, but to put up the solution and let Congress and the world know that there is a solution. And it's a solution that would save money for this country. would do it right and that they listen to us. We at Inner Sight have become servants in that sense of our country, trying to diminish expenses by allowing the agencies to pitch in and raise money to keep people in their own home. That's what's needed. That's what should be. You know, and then the social worker can go around to the person's home like they do now. They go around to your home, the social workers, nurses, whatever, but not for the purpose of keeping you in your own home. They go around there to check up on you to see if there's anything they can put on you to put you in the damn nursing home. Well, that has to change. It should be the opposite way around. It should be visiting people to see, hey, what do you need? You know, we're going to do another fundraiser. That's what it should be. A complete turnaround of what they're doing to people. Because what they're doing is horrible. Tomorrow night's show, our nursing home show, the nursing homes do not know how to treat residents with dementia. Let's go into that and give you the reasons and all that tomorrow night on the nursing home show. So we have a plan that would help this country, save this country money, stop wasting money, allow these agencies to do a much better job than they're doing now. See, right now the agencies are looking to put people away. That's their main function. That's what they look for. They give you a couple of aids or whatever it is. If you need more, if you need more than they want to give, then they start the whole process of wanting to put you into a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
Every agency works that way. And it's disgraceful to this country. It's disgraceful to us. And we're not going to tolerate it. And I'll tell you one thing that we're going to do, that we are doing now. Anyone who falls into that and needs our help, we'll blast it all over the radio day and night.
Mm-hmm.
So beware, nursing homes and agencies who want to put people in there. You're not going to look too good when the public finds out the horrors of these nursing homes. And that's the title of our show tomorrow night on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Until we turn in the new one. They've got two shows over there. 11 o'clock tomorrow night. 1997. You can catch it on Verizon Files of Manhattan. Or you can see it on RCN. 11 o'clock tomorrow night on the nursing home.
Pardon me, Frank?
Yeah.
We have callers. One is Pepper. One, I don't know who the person is. Oh, now they want to talk. Okay. Do you want to put that on before Pepper?
All right. Let's, Pepper, honey, hold on. We're going to take a call and then we'll get you. All right.
Hey, guys.
In the side lock.
We're hey.
Going to open mic. Hello.
Hey.
Who's that?
I told you, right? Danny.
Danny, hey. How you doing?
I told you, I've been in Apex for...
Danny, you got a very bad connection.
Yeah, you do.
I'll try back.
Okay.
Yeah, we're listening. All right. Yeah.
We have Pepper and we have Lorraine.
All right. Let's take a call from Lorraine. We haven't heard from her in a while.
Right.
Lorraine, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, I'm good.
We're good, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I want, Lorraine, before you say
yes.
anything, my daughter told me that she looked online.
Okay.
And according to her, I don't know all the details, but I'm going to ask her about it. You don't need a lawyer to start a foundation. All you need is a nonprofit.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
They might have changed things over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking into it.
Okay, thank you.
What has to be done, and if we can set it up, we will.
Okay.
It'll be the first foundation of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
To turn
the what?
Into affordable housing, and you know, people could then donate to that if they
mm-hmm.
wanted to.
Right.
So I'm going to verify that and hope that it's true. And if it is, it'd be less complicated.
Okay, that'd be good.
Anyway, yeah. Open mic. What do you say? Lorraine?
Yes.
Oh, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Huh? Nothing much, but I rescheduled my surgery and everything for October 31st because last one I had a mild heart attack. That's what they said when I went to the cardiologist, and they found that out. And then on top of that, I have a cyst in my right thyroid.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, that's got a lot to do with your diet.
It does.
Too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've lost some weight. I was 217, and I came down to 203.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going in the right direction. All right, how tall are you?
5'2".
Oh, so you should only weigh, what, 130?
Yeah, about 130 or either 170, so.
Yeah,
I'm gonna, that's the way my weight's supposed to be. I did lose 100 and went all the way down to 130 before. Because I was, 237 pounds before, a long, long, long time ago, and I lost it all back then. I'm trying to lose it all again.
Mm-hmm. Walk every day around the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have anybody to walk with you, with the traffic and all that, just walk around the block once or twice, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But do it every day.
Right.
Walk a couple of miles a day.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I was doing at the beginning of spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, You gotta walk, and it helps to keep your weight down. And
it does.
Get some of that Pellegrino water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
They're all mineral. Some of the best stuff that you can drink, Pellegrino.
Okay.
You know, and that can dissolve any kind of lump that you have in your body too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Frank?
We have
another
inside
caller, but we also have Pepper. We have two
callers.
Let me
get Pepper.
Okay.
Pepper's got a musical treat for us tonight on Inner Sight, and then I'm going to tell you about the song that I'm writing. Will you cut that off? Hey, Pepper, you there?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here now. Hey.
Hey, Pepper.
Hey, Dylan, how are you?
Doing well.
How are you, Lorraine?
Good. Hey, mm-hmm. Listen, Sugar Plum.
What?
If I send a limousine for you, will you get in?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. What, the only thing is, you don't want to get in because I'm going to drive.
Better get a horse for that.
But you look better naked.
What? All right. Now let's not get carried away. Carry us away.
Are you ready?
We're ready, man. Let's hear it.
Okay. All right. We got Cupid by Sam.
Cupid. Yeah. Cook.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart. For me, nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, if your arrow make a love song for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you, Cupid. Help me, I need you, Cupid. Don't fail me.
Radio Prog muting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Cooke. You know, he got, I don't know if you know it, but he got in a lot of trouble playing Cupid.
Did he now?
Yeah, he was messing around with this guy's wife, and that guy came in and caught him at the motel and blew his ass away. Killed him.
Oh? No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my.
Sam Cooke, he was a wild guy, man.
Dang.
But he,
dang. Star, but take a minute. Okay, are
anyway,
you ready for your second song?
We got another one? All right, what is it?
That's a good question. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't read the name of it, okay?
That's all right.
It's too tiny a print.
Yeah, we'll get it when we play it.
And you did.
Okay.
Then I'll tell you about
Bring it on home to me, Sam Cooke.
Bring it on home to me, Sam Cooke.
Bring your sweet love
Remember a few weeks ago when you played that song by Ted Willie?
Yep.
Remember that song? Well, I got an idea. I'm gonna write an answer to that. That song was "I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore." Right? That name of it?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I'm writing a song called "You Sure Do Look Good Naked." I'm writing the answer to that song, and I'm going to put some of it on Friday night on the Follies.
Wow.
So everybody, tune in Friday night. You want to hear the answer to that song, and if Shed Willie's still alive, I might even contact him and say, hey, why don't you do a runner-up to that song?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right. In the sight, Sweet Pepper Tree.
Yeah.
Beautiful as always. Hey,
all
thanks
right,
a lot,
y'all.
Man.
You're welcome, y'all. Have a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, talk with you.
Okay.
All right. In the sight, open mic. 213-816. 1650-213-816-1650, open mic, talk about what you want. And what did I hear on the news? Hunter Biden says that he doesn't want any special treatment because he's the president's son. Well, you know what that means, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You better treat me right or else you won't have a job anymore.
That's true.
How you interpret that? You know. Anyway, that's how I would interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know damn right he's going to get special treatment because he's the president's son. I mean, what judge, you know, especially if he gets a Democratic judge, you don't think he's going to come down hard on the president's son, do you?
No.
They'll find a reason to replace him. Anyway, that's what happens, folks, when you have too much money and you don't know what to do with it. Send some to Inner Sight.
I was just going to say that.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and we got anybody else on the line?
No, we're good.
Oh, all right. So, open mic. Let's see. Tomorrow night, the nursing home show. Thursday is the subject. They haven't picked yet. Friday is the funnies. And we'll have a lot of fun Friday night. If Louie remembers, he'll be out here in
He was on a little while ago. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Luke?
Yeah, he's going to come back.
Call back. You can hear me, call back. You get a promo on Inner Sight for Friday night. All right. Open mic, and let's get a... Can you go to the petition? I'm curious to know if we've got any increase in numbers. Both petitions. I want to check both petitions.
Yeah, hang on. One second.
See if you can look that up. And in the meantime, you know, they come out with new phones every year, you know, and they tell you this is different, that's different. It's not really that different. Minute, you know.
175 on the nursing home petition.
Hold it. You interrupt my thought.
Sorry. I thought you were finished.
I don't see the much of a difference in these phones. I think I see it just as a money-making ploy, you know, just a way to make money, and people got to have the latest stuff. I'm not into all that.
Me neither.
They need to improve these phones for the visually impaired and stuff. All right, now what do you got on the numbers?
175 on the nursing home petition, and went up a little. And then the dog one, I have to just go to it. Give me 1 second.
All right, we got to get a lot more names on that nursing home petition.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get people to get out there and get names.
Yeah, almost at 76 on the guide dog one, and that's, 75,882.
All right. Almost 76,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out there promoting it. So I don't know if we had any recent signers, but, you know, and it's up on Instagram with Milton and Jason
check.
Milton, another one, out west. All those things are going to bring more signatures, I'm sure. But that nursing home thing, we got to get people out there to promote it. You know, you ought to line up some people who can go to a shopping center for an hour or two and try to get people to sign the petition. If they need a flyer, we'll try to get them one. But you got to contact people.
Well, that's a good
try
idea.
Try to get them out there.
Well, I have some names and from the, for Milton. So I'm going to see if I can get the same sort of people for, you know, the guide dog one again. Maybe more we have.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the nursing home petition.
Yeah, I got to get more people.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
have
I'm
to get
talking
people,
here.
For people that we know. Call them.
Yes, of course.
Ask them if they'll get out there, if they have a shopping center where they live, if they can get permission to get, you tell them we're going to have a major news conference. We need more names. That's what you tell them. You know, they don't want to go to a nursing home. Help us do something about it. So anyway, Inner Sight and trying to make a difference. And the hardest thing is to get people to do things and not necessarily give money. I mean, that seems easier than to get someone to go out and try to get signatures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll give you a donation, and that's the end of it. We need names on the petition if we're going to influence anybody in political life. We got to have names. All right, 213-816-1650, open mic. Pick your own subject. I want to talk about cars. You know, I think it's very, very disturbing that the people who make cars make these cars to go so damn fast, you know. They go so fast that if someone or something gets in their way, they simply cannot stop in time. I don't think cars should be made to go that fast. Unless, you know, only emergency vehicles. That I agree with. But the average car, it's horrible. They come speeding down the street like a bunch of maniacs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, a child could jump out, an animal, a dog, cat, they don't care about that. And I'm beginning to really believe that the auto industry does not care about people. They only care about making money. I heard something on the news the other day that really bothered me. This new electric car, 257 miles an hour.
Wow.
With 114 horsepower. Now, in my mind, you know, these stupid-ass people are looking for trouble. And if the government allows that, they're promoting trouble. Who the hell has to go that fast?
Nobody.
You live longer. So you have people preying on these things, you know, creating this kind of vehicle because they want people, and mostly for people who are wealthy, to buy them and to be able to go that fast. I mean, to me, that's asking for trouble. It's crazy. And to make it worse, how about a lot of these celebrities who drink and take drugs and are going to get in a car like that? That's even worse.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally against it. Those cars should not be made to go that fast. I'm totally against this driverless stuff. You know, you don't need a driver anymore. You don't need this. I mean, to me, that's a trouble.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There is no substitute and never will be for the human brain. You know, they had a guy on the news the other day saying that computer, AI,
yeah,
artificial intelligence is going to replace the human brain. First of all, artificial stuff is no good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they understand that?
No,
that's
I don't think so.
That's what causes all the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial. In the food and everything else. Now, what are they putting in these computers that's artificial? They call it artificial.
Right.
So I assume some kind of an artificial element that they dreamed up in the laboratory. That stuff is no good for you. I mean, you know, you create something, and then you keep on toying with it and playing with it and fooling around with it, and so you try to make it better, 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 better. And then in that process, a lot of times, you make it worse. Because you're never satisfied. You know, that's what this whole thing reminds me of. The cars, with the computers, with all this stuff. And then, of course, you have other countries who are trying to compete because they're going to, you know, who knows? They want to try to have a computer war or whatever stupidity it is.
Do you know what
so,
happened? I got to tell you something about that. They had recently a lot of the,
what?
Yeah. They had some people who were they cashed in on their stocks and reinvested in AI. And that was recent, maybe about a few months ago.
Oh yeah, a lot of investing in it. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants that?
Not me.
I got organic intelligence. I don't want no artificial intelligence.
That's true.
Make it organic intelligence. That would be better. They're on the wrong damn track. Organic is the way to go. Because that's what God made. Organic. He didn't make artificial stuff. He made it organic. So they're going the wrong way. I'll tell you, it's gonna cause some kind of a catastrophe or a blow against the universe or whatever. Sometimes that's what it takes to wake people up. Anything artificial, stay away from it. You know, that's what I say. We'll minimize it. All right, inner sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Now, tomorrow night on the nursing home show, Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, we're going to talk about dementia and how these places don't know how to treat people who have it. And one big reason why they don't know how to treat people is because they don't acknowledge any of the doctors, either medical doctors or chiropractors or nutritionists, that have remedies for the brain to heal and to regenerate itself. You know, they're finding that the body regenerates. It's very, very under certain conditions that can be created. A lot of people have studied this for a lot of years. So the nursing homes don't believe in these doctors. They're not sending people to these doctors. They're not bringing doctors with homeopathic treatment and so on and so forth to the nursing home to treat people. They can't. They got to go with the drugs. And these drugs are horrible. And they're getting worse. There's some big lawsuit now. I didn't get the details on it over these drugs.
We have Louis, by the way.
Yeah, they came up with vaccine.
Wow.
You got to take 3 different shots of this stupid vaccine. And God knows what's in it. I bet you AI is in it. Artificial intelligence. Imagine you start putting this stuff in the vaccine for your brain. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the steel brain. All right, inner sight, we got Louie on the line?
Yes, we do. Hold on.
Louie in the lift. Inner sight, hello.
Frank Perino, hi, buddy.
You. Hey, Lou. How
are
you?
Huh?
All right. Yeah, what's up? How you feeling?
Okay, hi, Suzanne. This is Louis Rivera.
Hey, Louis. How are you?
Okay, the one and only Rosanna Dana from Friday Night Frolics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, sure. That's from Rosanna.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Do you know what artificial intelligence is? You know what
artificial intelligence? I don't know what
yeah.
you mean. Artificial flavor, artificial intelligence,
yeah,
the
that's
whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah, artificial
yep.
flavor, that's part of it. Artificial yeah. intelligence is when they put something in your brain that's no good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Frank, I want to make you some
yeah.
Kool-Aid. You're going to get some, have some.
Kool-Aid? No. I want Pellegrino water.
No. You got to pick any flavor you want. I'll make you a glass of Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
I don't want no Kool-Aid.
What?
Very sugary.
Hey, Frank, don't be shy. It's good for you. I put a little bit of sugar, not too much.
Yeah, excuse me 1 minute. I have to address someone. Mary, if you're listening, I got a video on my phone. I don't know if it's you. I can't tell, but did you send me a video? If you did, call and let me know. Thank you. Anyway, Louie.
Yeah.
We got to do a skit on artificial intelligence.
Okay. Before we do that, I'm going to fix you some lemon Kool-Aid. I'm going to make a picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to stir it with a ladle and then give you some in the glass.
Yeah, now wait a minute. Can you talk like an artificial intelligent robot?
Maybe. Hey, and Suzanne's going to have Kool-Aid next. You're next, Suzanne. You get Kool-Aid next.
No. All right. Okay.
Yes, you are.
Tell me about Kool-Aid like an artificial intelligent robot.
A robot can be an artificial thing. I give you Kool-Aid instead of love drops.
Yeah. This is Inner Sight with the artificial intelligent Kool-Aid. What flavor do you want?
This is your artificial and talking on the telephony. We got some ladies. I get a blonde and brunette.
Telephony is phony.
And don't forget, we meet with me personally.
Oh. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I want to go to the bar, look for the ladies, you know.
So that's how we got to do it. Friday night we'll do it.
This is your artificial talking to the Rosanna Dana. I'm talking to the ladies, Connie and Chrissy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, how about artificial chocolate milk?
Yeah. Yeah, you
know, you
mean chocolate milk?
Yeah, you make the chocolate in the laboratory, you know. Put all
yeah.
kinds of stuff in.
Hey, I'll forget the old Nestle's Quick commercial.
Nestle's Quick, yeah. Remember that?
Hey, Suzanne, you remember Nestle's Quick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're pitchy.
But it's best
name is Marfo the Barney Rabbit.
Jingle?
Nestle's makes the very best cocoa.
That's it. How do you spell it? Nestle's? What?
Nestle's.
Oh.
Nestle's. Nestle's. Make the very best.
Yeah, sounds good.
And a very best chocolate.
AI chocolate.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligent chocolate.
And listen to this. Well, walk downstairs a lonely pair and make a slinkity sound. A spring, a spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows a slinky. They give you the best, they give you the rest. They give you the letter there. A thing. Everyone knows it's slinky. It's slinky. Very muffled toy. It's slinky. Very muffled toy. A big speaky wheels. La la la. It's slinky. I give it Cardi and Chrissy. It's slinky for fun and Cardi and Chrissy.
Nice.
Hey, can you sing that in Spanish?
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I never heard a slinky toy, Frank.
Yeah, I had one, yeah.
So did I.
I had to get rid of it. I almost choked myself on it.
Oh, God. You had to get rid of it.
Suzanne, you remember Slinky.
Oh, yeah. My mother had to get rid of mine because I was putting it on the stairs and she was afraid that she was going to fall.
Yeah, I wound it around Marshall's neck and he started screaming like a maniac.
Yeah.
Wait. When I was a kid, I used to play with Slinky. I don't play with it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk
you
about
get a new
Slinky. Friday night. Yeah.
Why? Okay. Why don't we do a promo?
Huh?
Do a promo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lori Rivera. Make sure you turn on Friday from 8 in the morning to 9 in the morning. And later on to 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., we're going to have an Insight Frolics. Don't forget, you got to get money and put on that radio. We're going to have a lot of live with Connie and Chrissy. And Slinky and Nestle Quick and all those, and Mr. Clean and all those funny stuff going on. And then I got to go get Jerry Lewis and I got the swab, go to the bathroom and have a lot of laughs in the one and only toy-woy here.
Yeah, you drink enough of that Nestle's Quick, you're going to go plenty.
Yeah. I'll be there on Friday from 9 a.m. 2 o'clock in the morning on the Frolics on Friday night.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 a.m. Oh,
what?
God.
8 to 9. What are you talking 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, well, they could listen
no.
2 o'clock in the morning if they want to.
Why?
Yeah, that's true. I'll be sleeping.
They can listen anytime they want.
No, that's for p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kidding about the a.m., man. I'll do it right. From 9 p.m. to 3:30 in the morning, we're going to have a lot of inner-sight jokes where I flirt with Connie and Chrissy all night long.
All right. Hey, we have any other callers?
No. I think it's just that. Oh, no, Danny. Danny came back.
Oh, Suzanne and Frank, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Lou.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you, Lou. I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Site, open mic. And Dan, we only got a few minutes. You want to?
Yeah, I'm going to try to
get it. Oh, city boy.
I don't know what happened to it. It just got messed up. Hold on. I don't know why I messed up, but it did.
Oh, you can... Dan, if you're listening, you can call tomorrow night on the nursing home show if you want. All right, Inner Sight, don't give me any AI. I want real intelligence.
Well.
No artificial stuff.
Frank, you want to know?
And open mic. Got a few minutes left. But tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, you can see it on your phone, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and Channel 3 on the Spirit. So check us out on a nursing home show. We are holding the first news conference of its kind at the Independent Living out here in Suffolk County, October 20th,
on the severe problem of these nursing homes, how to get rid of them, what to do with them, how to finance getting rid of them. Very important.
See, Frank?
No solution is ever going to work without the money.
True.
And if you keep asking the government to spend more money, you're never going to get rid of the nursing home, because with more money is going to come more control.
More headache.
That's really what it's about.
Frank, I have something quick.
You've got to get a system where people can remain in their own home with what they need to survive. That's the only answer. Turn the place into the nursing home into accessible housing. Now, what do you want to say?
What I wanted to say is I was listening to the news one day, and then they had a story about artificial intelligence where a doctor through a robot would be able to go into the person's room and give them their discharge plan or whatever it is. To me, I was like, if there was a doctor to come next to me in the hospital with that stupid robot, do you know, I'd be, like, very suspicious, to say the least.
Well, you know what I'd say to a doctor like that?
You
don't have enough courtesy and common sense to address me yourself, then what the hell good are you? That's what I'd say to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd throw him and the robot out.
I can see that happen.
Damn. And I'd tell him, get Harry in here.
That's right.
All right, in a sight. So we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. I want to thank all our friends and my good friend Tony for keeping in sight alive, him and his wife Jennifer, great people. I'll be meeting with Tony tomorrow. And thank you so much, all the friends, all the people that care to keep this show going. We really appreciate it. I want to thank my brother, Phil, for his $100 into Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Check the Instagram for the latest information up there on both petitions, nursing home and the service dog. And once again, we demand that the school disclose where were the supervision people when Milton was killed? We, the blind community, and everyone has the right to know that information. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.